his dad around, Justin Allen, and his most awesome co-host, the master brewer himself, the brood, Joshua Kunkel. Grab a cold one, kick back and relax, and enjoy the show. Cheers, everybody.
Woman is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman.
And of course, Simpsons. You can't get...
Can't go wrong with Homer Simpson.
No.
Describing a woman, like a beer, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out who that was.
You just want
to
grab another woman out
That's
of the
right.
fridge.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beer Dad and Brew Podcast. As always, I am your host, the Beer Dad himself, Justin Allen. And I'm joined by Mr. Broodman, Joshua Kunkel.
Howdy ho.
And today we have some special guests. One's actually a returning guest for those of that... follow the Beer Dad and Brew Podcast lore. We have Jules here from the Coachella Valley Home Brew Club.
Yep.
Jules, say what's up to everybody.
What up, what up? Das Jules is here.
There he is, Das Jules. And we also have a new guest who we had to almost like twist his arm to get to come over here. But whenever you see a friendly face in a Padres hat, you have to invite to join the podcast. But we have Eric here from the Coachella Valley Home Brew Club. What's up, Eric?
Hey, nice to have you guys, and thanks for having me here, and I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yep. So we are here live on location. Well, this won't be live. We were live earlier, but we are at Desert Beer Company out in La Quinta, California, the Coachella Valley, as they like to call it.
Technically, Palm Desert.
Is it Palm Desert?
Yeah,
okay.
We were saying La Quinta earlier.
It's like borderline.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Coachella Valley.
Yeah. Hey, we're
in the valley. Call it the valley.
Just the valley.
Yeah, we're all Coachellan.
You do realize California has like three or four like valleys. Like,
yeah, think about LA when they talk about San Fernando Valley. Yeah. They call it the valley.
The valley.
Why can't we just be the valley?
Well, we're not the porn capital of the world, man.
This is true. Well. You know, that's
we
not,
could be. We could heard, be.
There's possibilities.
Well, actually,
honest.
Sorry. We are during, what was it, Coachella Week?
There's a lot of shenanigans going on at the Airbnbs out here in the Coachella Valley during the Coachella Festival.
Well, I was going to say, all you got to do is just go grab like a fucking Del Taco taco and see that shit walking in through the door, man. It's like, okay.
Now, when you say Del Taco taco, is that code word for something else?
Yeah, what is a Del Taco taco? Is that like the secret menu they don't offer? That you just gotta
is it
go
the
there?
39 cent taco, or is it like
cheaper
another
than the regular taco?
It is the Del Taco. Oh.
Is it like taco. Some back?
I haven't tried the Del Taco.
Is it some backdoor like shenanigans?
Do you
I don't
like
know.
Do you have to tap your like feet a couple times and like make a weird noise for them to get
when
them to make
when
it for
you're
you?
In the stall.
Yeah. Oh, you know. I think that's more Taco Bell being in a stall.
Yeah, wrong area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I refer to that as Taco Hell.
Yeah. Definitely get you to run for the border for
I'm
sure.
Sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, no, makes you run to the toilet day. Instead.
Yeah,
very nice.
I apologize to everybody that I offended.
Eric, you are talking to a lot of people right now. Over 4,000 subscribers, the Beard Adam Breed podcast. And who knows, maybe less now. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. But we are here at Desert Beer Company.
I assure you, I don't think you're going to offend.
No, we've talked way worse.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to offend people. If
I was
going to
say.
We'll work on it.
Yeah,
we,
yeah. I was going to say.
We'll work on it.
Like, we'll have to introduce you to our mutual friend, Jose. Like, he's got the gold star fucking rating for offending people, so.
Nobody is off limits with Jose.
No.
No.
There's been a few choice words said in. Fucking Walmart at 3 a.m. from him that I had to be like, dude, just shut the fuck up. So
let's just say
Walmart
in a Walmart. Yes,
he offended
people in a Walmart.
I thought that was a safe space.
We'll just say he's a very close friend of mine, and I love him.
Yes.
Love you, Jose.
Oh, yeah,
we
love him, man.
But you have to warn your family members when he comes over. Like, give him the pre-alert before he shows up.
You know what, Jose? I gotta admit, don't know you. But you're welcome to my family.
There you go. There you go.
Hey.
All right, so we're at Desert Beer Company. Are we drinking beer? What are we doing here? I don't know.
Yes.
Also, we are drinking beer.
Yep, I got the club Doppelbock. We'll talk about that here in a moment.
All right.
We got some. We're slinging some glassware tonight.
Slinging glassware. I see Eric and Jules are repping the Beer Dad and Brew Podcast glasses.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for your support, guys. What are you drinking, Eric?
I got some America.
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 I love that beer. That's the first beer I had when I got here this evening. Devin greeted me with a smile under his mask. I could actually see the smile under the mask. It was pretty crazy. He was really happy. He's like, oh, my God, what are you doing here?
It was tight. That mask was tight.
It's tight like a tiger.
It's a good drinker. It's definitely beer you want to have a few of on a hot summer day.
Yep.
That's what Devin wants it to have, and that's what
it's perfect. Yeah. So.
And I was going to say, compared to some of the other breweries, I was surprised no one else has picked up on that concept, you know, of doing like a light lager. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a below them or something. I don't know, but.
Well, it's our region here.
Yeah.
We desert, you got to have a drinkable beer in the desert. I mean, it's hot.
Yes.
It's hot.
And who the fuck wouldn't pass up a light lager?
Absolutely. Well, I feel like when you're drinking a beer called America,
yeah, you got to yell it.
You do.
You have to have.
Did it get louder in here? Or I'm tripping.
I don't know what's going on.
Someone's playing the jam.
For all of those that don't know, there's nothing more America than Hulk Hogan playing the guitar.
Oh, now I know who's playing the jam. Oh, people are feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
You see it.
Oh, pumps, yeah.
Pumping their fists.
Nothing America like the late 80s, early 90s.
I mean, you said you were drinking America, Eric, and I felt that was very proper.
Yeah. No,
very America.
Hulk Hogan is definitely a personal hero.
Yes. American hero.
He is a real
American hero.
He's a real American hero. Yeah, absolutely. So,
if you want real beer on 4th of July, come go to Desert Beer Co. and get America.
America.
Yes. Maybe actually, yeah.
And if you order it just like that, I mean, you might get a discount. I don't know. Devin might appreciate that.
Yeah.
What can I get for you this evening? America.
America.
That's $2 off that pint. Thank
10%
you.
Off.
That's good. All right, so you're drinking America. Jules, what are you drinking over there?
I am drinking a nice little good old Saison. It's called, I got to look it up. It just came out today.
The Tang?
The Tang Saison. Tang season.
We've been talking
Tang
this beer
season.
Up like all night, man.
Oh,
this,
man,
it's
I love
amazing,
it.
Amazing fucking beer.
If you want a really good Saison with some really? Nice fruit flavor to it, this is solid.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you're done... kicking ass
my,
and
have it by America.
America, try the America. Tang season. I think you'll right. enjoy it.
Tang Shit, season.
I didn't know.
No, yeah. So Tang season. When I tried it earlier, I flat out like rolled right off my tongue right after my first sip. I said, "This is a summer beer."
Yep. Yeah.
It's so like just crushable, refreshing. You get those tangerine notes. Like it tastes like you're drinking Tang and beer. Like it's so good.
Tang and beer.
Tang and beer.
I would say the tangerine is like, especially here in the desert, it's all hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have this at the night, and you have your America during the day.
Yes.
So yeah. There it is. That's how it works, you know? This is your night beer.
Yes.
Desert Beer Company has you covered 24/7.
Yes.
What beer? Now, Jules, let me ask you, what beer from that tap list are you drinking at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm thinking about coffee in my head.
Okay.
So all right. They have a nice, good old... Was it Gramtastic Voyage? Yep, the Gramtastic Voyage.
Yep. Come nice. Along Gramtastic and voyage. Ride on the Gramtastic Voyage.
Hey, I actually listened to that song. I think LL Cool J?
Coolio.
Yeah, LL Coolio is the one that...
Coolio.
That's
yeah, remember those those braids that you had sticking straight up in the air? Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So you're drinking some you want to drink some Gramtastic Voyage, but you're drinking the Tang season.
Tang season.
Joshua, what are you were drinking the club beer, right?
Yep. So earlier, Eric hooked me up as a thank you, and I appreciate that. With the Bock Your Socks Off, this is the collaboration that the Coachella Valley Homebrew Club did with Devin here at Desert Beer, and I'm pretty stoked with it. What are you guys? I mean,
I do agree. Yeah. That's it's good beer.
Yeah. Hey, for what when we thought about it when coming into it, it was a Baltic Porter.
That is true, yeah, yeah.
And it became a Doppelbock.
Hey.
What do you mean?
I was shut it.
That's knowledge.
I'm trying to say this is a great mistake.
Yes, it is.
I was like, this is solid.
Sometimes that happens when you're brewing beer, right? Yeah. You're like, well, I'm gonna brew this, IPA, and it comes out as just like a nice like ale. Like you didn't hit the right notes, but oh my God, was it refreshing? It
you
was
know
delicious.
What the real problem was the color. It's not the nothing to do
with the Baltic for sure. This thing is like clear and like got a nice little ruby red color to it, and you know it's 9.2%, but it doesn't drink like it. It's actually pretty damn smooth.
Good beer.
It's a good beer, which is why, and it really kind of like I don't know. It brings to attention the whole ethos of homebrewing, which is like beautiful mistakes. Yep. You know,
it is.
It wasn't a mistake though.
Well, it wasn't. No, okay. Serendipitous.
How we
serendipitous moment.
It was a different.
Yes.
Than what we wanted.
Yeah.
And but it was not a mistake.
No.
We brewed it to do what we did.
Yeah.
And then we put it on a barrel. Yeah. So what we perceived it to be was not what it is.
Oh, and that's kind of where you end up with like the whole BJCP sometimes when you're trying to figure out where to classify a beer. Like, yes, we went into this wanting to do a Baltic Porter, but after looking at it, tasting it, smelling it, everything, we're like, this isn't a Baltic Porter.
It's a Bock.
It's a Bock.
It was a great tasting.
And it's a great tasting Doppelbock. Yeah,
I drink that shit all the time. Yeah, I come in here.
Bock myself. I'm gonna stick my Bock in that.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, don't go over the names we want to come up with.
What was the original name, Joshua?
Oh, please. Well, don't bring that one up, please.
I'm gonna rock out with your Bock out.
I'm gonna double Bock my Bock in that.
Yes. Yeah, the one that we're drinking on tap tonight is the unbarreled version. This is like the OG version, but we do have a barrel version that I got a chance to try a little bit of a couple days ago, and that one will knock your socks off. I mean, that one is definitely a rock out with your Bock out moment.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
We're less than 15 minutes in, and we're already rocking out with our Bock out.
Yeah, I know, man.
Wait, my Bock's been out this whole time. Wait,
yeah. I got my Bock in my hand here.
What happened? Devin said he had it. I don't know.
I think it's because...
Well,
it's like, where the fuck would he put it, man? Like, he's got 20 fucking
20
beers
on tap.
Tap here, you know?
20 fucking beers
but
on
he
tap.
Did, he did.
Beer company.
We did talk to him earlier today, and he did mention next week he's putting... both versions of the Doppelbock and both versions of the Baltic Porter from Jason at Inland Empire. So
nice.
I want to come in and do like a whole fucking like four-piece flight of that. I want to try those side by side. I think that'll be just on point. Yeah.
Hey, good for Devin. Maybe do like a little specialty flight.
Oh,
style,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even then.
So, and of course, you know, Devin's doing the club a solid here with raising a little bit of money for us by having this beer on top.
Know.
So
I
it's,
mean, we're
yeah. I mean, didn't necessarily...
Well, the treasure's right here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
mm. Yeah. Yeah, so. I just found tonight that I'm treasure of the homebrew club.
Yeah. By the way...
Congratulations.
No, thank you. It just happened.
So this episode, we already said, this is going to be the passing of the torch episode. And I know Eric said he didn't want to do this, but you have to be here because it is a passing of the torch.
No, it is. It is. My first response is I want everybody realize how much of a job Josh has done. Josh has been the
glue, the backbone, the skeleton. I don't know. So many ways you can describe it.
Torch.
Okay.
You know what? I'm scared.
I'm worried.
Honestly,
I don't want to drop the ball.
You
won't. Josh, there wouldn't be a club if it wasn't for Josh.
I appreciate the sentiment, and I honestly, like I told you earlier tonight, I think you'll fucking kick ass at it, Eric and Jules. I mean, you're second in command here. You're both gonna just fucking own it and probably take it to like the next level. And then I look forward to the fact that it's like now the things are kind of opening up again. COVID's becoming a fucking memory. You know, I think this club is definitely going to take off and do some pretty awesome things under your guys' tutelage. So I look forward to that. And like I said, I'm not planning on being a fucking stranger here either.
No,
too. So
I don't expect you to be.
Yeah, and I want to come back and brew with you guys because, I mean, you're both damn good brewers. So, and I think that's where you need that passion.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. This is appropriate right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey.
Did I get a portrait picture with the song behind me?
Yeah. Josh.
Wait.
Oh.
There's
Josh, we're all gonna
there it
miss
is right there.
Josh, we're all gonna miss you.
I mean, miss you guys too, man.
You know, it's not right that
I was sad. When you called me and told
me
right
that you
I was
get
leaving,
to go to
I was like, wait, where are you going?
Russian River, you're gonna go up there and do your thing.
I was like, why 8 hours
you
away?
You know, screw you.
Now, tell me how you really feel right now.
Is this an open mic where you just get express our
open mic? Here we go.
It's all good.
I
love you guys. I know you, like I said, you're both like just top notch, like brewers, friends of mine. And like, I look forward to coming back and hanging out and brewing a beer with you guys, you know, off and on. And of course, if you guys find yourself up there, I'm hoping I can actually be all like buddy-buddy with fucking Vinny himself and maybe, you know, get the tour, the real tour, or something like that.
That's a goal.
Yeah. Just give me that recipe, Joshua. That's all I ask for.
Can we just crash your party when you go hang out with Vinny?
Yeah.
So the changing of the guard here, the brood man, Joshua Kunkel, formerly president of the Coachella Valley Homebrew Club, and
like
he's now
Prince.
Officially nice. Passing the torch.
Yes. So
to the new El Presidente.
Yes, Eric.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers.
Wait.
Oh, I got no drink.
Yeah. Congratulations, Eric, and congratulations, Jules, secretary.
Yes.
You guys are going to do a great job. I know. When I actually asked Josh earlier, I said, so who are you passing the torch to? And I already had in my mind, like, just based upon the times that I've hung out with you guys, and I said, I wonder if it's Eric.
The fat Padre fan?
And then, no. Ask. What did I say, Josh?
No, Eric the older.
What did I tell you when you told me who it was?
Eric.
And I mentioned. Yeah. I said, listen. The best choice was made because he's a Padres fan.
Yeah.
No. So. It all made sense.
It made sense. So that's awesome. But I know Eric's going to do a good job to carry on your legacy because you did do a lot for this club. I mean,
I don't know. I don't feel like I could. I feel like I could have done more. I'm not going to lie.
You did
about
a lot
that.
For the club.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh, I'm going to stop you right there right now. As a single dude, just handling the club by yourself and no one kind of as much support, you did the club really well.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate. Yes. Yeah,
Eric's got something to say. The new president. President, go ahead.
All right.
Yes.
Inauguration speech.
I don't know how to explain this, but there wouldn't be a club if it wasn't for Josh.
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, hand to God.
Yes.
When, I mean, at one time, there was Will, you, me, and Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's like
every week.
Yeah.
And sometimes we weren't even bringing home, bro. We were just drinking crap that we
get. We were just hanging out and, you know, buying some beers at the bar and just talking shop. Yeah.
And then Will died and,
yeah,
you know. Honest to God, if it wasn't for you, brother, there wouldn't be a club.
Well,
you know, you could talk about
doing more, but yeah. No,
you know, you talk about, no, not even doing more. I'm talking about, like, everybody that has tried to make this club work.
Yeah.
You're the one that kept it together. You're the glue. And Eric and Jose,
yep.
Me,
yep.
We all love you for that. And
awesome.
There's no club without you, brother. And
well,
I that's all I want to tell you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And like I said, my name's still going to be on the email list. So. I'm still part of the fucking club.
Leave us for another club up there.
I'm still part of the fucking club. I ain't giving that shit up.
I'm wearing the shirts.
I want you to be part of the club.
Don't cheat on the club.
No.
This is long distance relationship.
You're my best friends, and I appreciate everything you've done. And
thank you.
Everything we've done.
Yes. I mean, like I said, like you guys have been a consistent, you know, membership of the club, but also just like, you know, I know you say I'm like sort of the glue that kept us going, but you guys showed up, and that's what matters to me.
And
like
we brought beer.
Yeah, and you brought fucking beer.
That's the most important part.
Good beer. Sometimes bad beer.
Yes, but yes.
We tried some.
But at least you brought fucking beer.
Sometimes bad beer, but
we didn't care.
Beer.
We're just hanging out with each other.
Just brought beer.
Yeah.
And that's what actually matters is you guys showed up, and that's why what kept me going with like running the club is like people actually fucking showed up and you guys showed up. So that's why I'm happy that it's going to you guys to basically take over and just like kick ass and make it worth it, you know?
Oh yeah. Just chime in, like you know, I moved into like when I moved up to NorCal, lived in San Jose 5 years. Man, I missed the club down here. I grew up in this club.
Yeah.
When I first started brewing beer with everyone, it was with Josh, it was with Jose, it was with Eric. Big Eric over here.
Yep.
You know, it was all of us.
Eric the Elder.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Eric. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I forgot. That's right. We just changed names now these days.
Yeah, we got Eric the Elder and Eric the Younger.
But no, everyone.
Sounds like a t-shirt. Eric the Elder.
It should be a t-shirt at this point. Yep. But no, when I came back, when I moved back down after 5 years, it didn't feel like it changed. You know, it changed in like it wasn't, you know, we're doing a CVB no more.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't as big
location
as big
change,
as crude,
but
you know, as much as people were showing up, it was and all that. But the core group, the people who like really cared about brewing beer and making good beer, it was here.
Yeah,
and it was all everyone. Yeah. It's everyone.
Well, and
that's
what I used to love, like going out to like Vail Lake at this like homebrew festival, and it was always a consistent measure where it's like, yeah, we may not have very big like on the membership, but we came to represent. You know,
you showed up with good beer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I saw a lot of these clubs there that had, you know, 40, 100 fucking members, but like half the beers on the list were like
hard shit.
Yeah, it's like okay, whatever. Whereas, you know, we had like 4 fucking people show up to this, and we got maybe 5 beers, but all of them are solid fucking beers. You know, so
well, I think that's where we've gained ground in the last like. Every one of us are great brewers.
Yes. You know, we...
Back in the day, I don't think we... Like, 4 or 5 years... Like, 3 or 4 years ago, I don't think we had that.
No.
Honestly, I don't think we had that.
We're not going to bring up any names, but yes, you're right.
No, I mean, we had a guy that brewed a beer that went national. I mean...
Yes. Yeah, Will.
That's true. Will.
Yeah. Our friend Will, yeah. R. I mean, he
Will,
had a
man.
Recipe that everybody fucking put on the table.
Yes.
I mean,
beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gaining ground. We're all good brewers. Yes. We know how to brew,
and definitely bringing into the fold. We got David over here, kind of hanging off. He's been
he just
joined us, but
David,
hey, actually, I got to give you credit, David.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You showed up tonight with like your first beer you ever
Coachella
made,
Coachella Valley.
Yep,
these guys know what's up.
Yeah,
they know how to brew,
but. You came in and you're like, oh, you guys are going to hate it. And I'm like, you actually did a damn good job with
the
this
rose,
beer.
Rose.
It was a rose petal, like pale ale. And it's like, the rose was a little much, but it's like, it was a solid beer, man. Like, everything else, it was clean.
The tannins were pretty high.
But it was clean. Yeah. You know, like, don't get me wrong. I've had beers where, like, you smell the acetone. Emanating off the fucking beer, and it's like, I don't know if I want to even put this in my body.
He's looking at you, Julian. He's looking.
No.
I only actually, had one beer that was like that. All right, okay.
Actually, I think
you know what? I got great feedback about that beer.
Yeah, everyone loved the acetone.
I want to tell you right now.
Nail polishes.
It's the new. It's a new hop.
I'll tell you one thing. Is like, as much as you make a beer and you think, like, oh, this is the style. It's a pale ale. Sometimes now I turn into a pale ale. It might be a Belgian pale ale.
Yeah.
There you go. I still remember when I was CVB, when I first started brewing, I got those 1 gallon kits. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to make my beer. Brewed it. Didn't have no fermentation control at all. Just left it in my closet and say, all right, we'll see what happens. And then sure enough, it gets all these phenolic flavors in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I take it over to CVB, and the brewmaster that was there, Chris Anderson, I was like, hey, Chris, try my beer. Tell me what you think. And he goes, oh, what is this? He's all, Belgian beer? I'm like, no, it's an American pale ale. He goes, no. Let's call it a Belgian pale ale. I said, okay, I'm calling it a Belgian pale ale now. Yeah.
So we're just gonna, you know what you do is you hop it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just go with that. Don't even say anymore. Yeah. I was like, okay,
like,
cool.
He's like, you're not selling it, dude. Yeah. You're not selling it.
He's all, it tastes good, but it's not that style.
Nice.
But for those of, I mean, it's not live, but just a sports update. Sometimes we do this, and it's important because the Padres are playing the Dodgers right now.
Oh, is that Will the Thrill?
Will the Thrill. Jurickson and Profar just hit a double and scored two runs and tied the game at 5-5. Thank you very much.
Nice.
It's an eighth inning right now, and now he's at second. One more run. We'll go ahead. I like it. Sports update. You're welcome.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Back to the regular scheduled program.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
But Jules, I mean, you come a long way, too.
Oh, yeah, man. From your
Belgian pale ale.
Hey, I remember being at Props and Hops and Jules getting a medal and not even like, he was like, what the heck?
I was shocked. What? Yeah. I was very shocked at that point when I got that medal.
Well, because you had submitted that saison.
Yeah. That same saison to this day that I'm making that you tried not that too long ago.
I mean, you perfected that fucking beer, man. So good job with that.
Thank you. I love that.
You did or you didn't get the medal?
No, you did. He did. Yeah.
He medaled.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah. So. That was a...
Pound it.
That was really cool. And actually that night, Jules, is when you joined us for the podcast that... Man, that podcast was a lot of fun. We drank all day at a beer fest and then went and drank some more and recorded at Josh's house.
Yeah.
I just remember, you know, sometimes our show goes sideways, and I do remember that we were talking about aliens at one point on that episode.
Really?
It was very, very strange. I mean, there was some kind of weird festival. I mean, you guys are used to weird festivals out here in Coachella Valley, but some alien festival was coming, and I don't know how it got brought up, but... Yeah, like people were going to go looking for extraterrestrials out in the desert. And
oh, it was an interesting thing because we started talking about the, what was it, the Nevada, what's that place called?
Oh, that's
Area
right.
51.
Yeah, Area 51. They were about ready to do the Area 51 fucking
storm Area 51.
Storming it, yes.
That's what started that conversation, I remember.
Yep, I remember that, yes. That was right around that time, holy
around
shit.
Around that time. No, it was a long day too as
yeah.
well. It was definitely a long day.
Oh, all right, guys, I think I'm going to go grab a round of beer here. Who wants what?
I need a round of beer, to be honest.
Right here. Yeah.
Are we allowed to pause it? Do you got commercials and sponsors coming in between?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned. We do have sponsors.
David,
there
you
go.
Kick go
the sponsor.
Let me get some beers for these gentlemen right here.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to throw in for Brown is Beautiful. I haven't had that one yet. I know. I liked it last time. So.
They are. Say hi. Everybody say hi to Morgan.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, hi, Morgan.
Employee of the year.
Employee of the year.
Wait, is that Mo? Mo's on
it
the mic?
It was a surprise.
Yeah. Mo's on the mic.
It's hard. I was the only one working here.
Employee of the year.
Hey, but you...
Oh, yeah, employee of the year.
But the theme of tonight is you showed up.
I showed up.
You showed up. Tonight, yes.
You did.
That's the theme for the night.
We all showed up. Oh, wow.
Very nice. So that was Morgan. She's a great beer tender here at Desert Beer Company. Come in and say hi. Make sure you give her a hard time about being Employee of the Year.
Yeah, they actually got a full-on cutout here. It's fucking awesome.
Wait, I got to discourage that Employee of the Year because she didn't ask me for my beer. Oh.
Just caught up in the moment.
She forgot.
Mo?
Damn. It's okay, Jules. We'll get you something. We'll figure it out.
Please?
Yeah.
Please. How are we looking up there, Eric? What's going on the old game? We struck out.
It is 5-5. And was that...
That's Camposano, the catcher?
Is that Tupiquita?
Oh, the Turcano Mercado? Ooh. Or is that...
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah,
Camposano.
The catcher.
It wasn't Tupiquita.
I like that guy. I like it. I don't know if you've ever done this, but like back in the day, that looks beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That is something else.
Back in the day, do you remember like messing around with like baseball cards and like trying to find the most bizarre like baseball player names? I used to love doing that with my brother. That was always great.
Time for my midnight.
All right, so Morgan just brought me a Chavala. Is that, let me say that right?
Chavala?
Chavala.
All right, so somebody tell me the difference between this and a Michelada, please.
One's with...
Yeah. Where's the Jeopardy music? Why is everyone looking at Jules? What's going on here?
No, I'm just thinking of
brown guy. I don't know. I mean,
they're Jules. What does that mean? I'm like,
I'm not. I'm not.
I thought Michelada was more of
Eric,
like
your answer is better than mine, to be honest. So.
Yeah.
See,
I always thought Michelada was kind of like a namesake Kamado. With a specific beer.
Okay.
Whereas Chevele was kind of like the generic.
Generic.
Kinda,
all right.
You know.
Someone's going to answer that question for me because
I think you're wrong. I think it's
or
just,
is it the other way? Or
no, I think it's what you call it. I mean, it's
yeah. Two different names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you're in freaking Arizona, maybe a chelada. And
yeah.
Because in California, it's michelada.
Yeah, michelada. Michelin beer.
Yeah, what's the difference? hey, what's...
What?
My friend.
Tell me.
What's a chelada and a michelada? I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same.
I guess it's... that's a chelada,
thing.
And this is my chelada.
Same
is,
fucking
is that
thing.
What...
Is that kind of like...
I would believe that.
It's a Sharona.
It's the same fucking thing.
It is, yeah. It's... Tomato, tomato kind of concept
right.
here.
No, it's
fair
tomato,
enough.
Potato.
Potato, tomato,
you
tomato.
You want it with, like, colado or,
yeah.
You know.
At any rate, here at Desert Beer, Devin makes his mix homemade, and it's served in a giant-ass goblet, which I can definitely appreciate that, so I really...
100%.
Yeah, Devin takes care of it.
And because you inspired me bringing Hulk Hogan into the fold, I had her make it with America. So we got America, Chavala here from Desert Beer Company. I'm going to dive right into this.
Get her done.
Got to get the pepino. The pepino.
Yeah.
That's what tastes really good.
Chug.
Damn
chug.
It, I forgot about
chug,
that.
Chug. Chug. Chug.
No, right?
Chug.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Americano.
Who does America with the Chavala?
I feel like we're Southern California, and we need to let everybody know that all the peace, love, and harmony is here. So we're going to mix America with... The Chavala mix,
oh.
Right?
Yes,
that's definitely
bridging the.
We're bridging gaps here on this podcast.
We're Mexicali bridging. Up in here.
That's actually a city, Josh.
But look at the name of the city, Mexicali.
Is that
or sorry, Calexico?
Calexico,
right across the border.
Yeah,
you know, so
where we're at, it's not that far.
Yeah, but that city is in its very name. You know, the bonding of our two.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm all about the fucking diversity, man.
Hey, like, world peace.
More the
peace
merrier.
Up here in yeah. California and
love, peace. Bring it on.
We like, celebrate diversity here yes. at the Beer Dad and Brew Podcast.
I say, I'm all about more the merrier, man, because, like, more ideas, more concepts, more culture. You're going to get, like, some awesome shit coming up. So
you know that's a big
what,
thing.
That's what I like about craft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many damn different beers that when somebody tells me they don't like beer and they don't like craft beer and they don't want anything to do with it, just give me, just trust me and give me, you know, a week or two.
Just
I'm going to find you a damn beer that
laugh
you like.
Laugh maniacally.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Beer Dad hit this on the point.
Yeah, I'll find exactly it. There's a beer for every. It's just like they say there's a, you know, the fish in the sea, there's someone for everyone, right?
There's a beer for
there's
everyone.
There's a beer for everybody, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, hey, great example on that one is my pops. When I first started getting, you know, brewing beer and craft and all that, he always came home after work, a 3-pack, Bud Light, wherever it was, Budweiser, those tall cans. And I was like, why do you keep drinking this? Try this. And he goes, no, I want that, you know, that craft beer stuff. And I was like, no, trust me.
Yeah.
Just
it's like, just work with me here.
Just try this and tell me what you think. And he tried and he goes, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's a lager. Trust me. I'm like, you're good. Don't worry about it. He goes, okay. I gave him an IPA and he goes, damn.
That's good.
That's pretty damn good.
Stuff.
And all of a sudden, our fridge started becoming, instead of no Bud Light, Bud White, any of that.
Get rid of that.
Hey,
stuff.
Son, can you get me some more of that?
And he started pounding on me, and he goes, hey, what you got? And I was like, whoa.
What you got, boy?
What do you mean? So, what I got.
a great story like that, a home run conversion story. Joshua has something to do with it. So, you know, my boy Josh, we already know how great he is, but just for
we all love Josh.
Just for my,
you're making me blush.
Before we had my son, we had a baby shower, and I asked Josh to brew up some beer so that we would have some beer at the baby shower, and so he brewed up a good beer. What did you make? Was it the
Hopa?
Yeah, Hopa, which has always been good.
The Hopa
and
honey orange pale
solid. Solid freaking beer, one of my favorites that Josh makes.
Yeah.
And my wife's grandfather, Poppy, he'll probably hear this eventually, but he is a solid Coors Light drinker for probably 50, 60 years, right? Eric, he's a fan. There you go, Pop. You got someone
Coors Banquet.
Likes the Coors
Actually,
Light.
I was going to say, like, if I had to choose between the macros, Coors
yeah.
It's clean. It's an easier drinker.
And for fuck's sake, the can turns blue, the mountains turn blue when it's cold.
Hey, you know when it's ready.
It's got a
that's right.
It's got a parlor trick.
That's how you know.
You know when it's ready.
It's yes. like, it's like, you
it's,
know.
It's like a whore, and she just
opened up. I'm ready.
She tells you when it's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Can I put a side note in that real quick? You ever drink it like a Coors Banquet and be like, wow, there's a little banana flavor in there. Ooh. Does anyone taste that? Is anyone? Am I the only motherfucker?
I haven't tried a Banquet in a
while. It's been years since I've had a Banquet.
I'll have to keep an eye out for that one.
I drink Banquet every day.
Dude, doesn't it look like a banana? I don't know. It's like
Like bottle, yeah. Do you drink it from
the
bottle?
Yeah, stubbies, the stubbies.
Yeah, don't drink it from the stubbies.
What do you mean? I like that flavor. We're talking about not drinking.
Can brother. Can. You got to drink it from the can.
Now you're just being a basic.
So,
just being basic.
No,
basic.
Can. The can is always better beer.
So anyways, sorry. Grandpa, Poppy, Coors Light.
Can is better beer.
He was a little apprehensive of trying some Hopa. Okay, because he always gives me and Uncle Craig, the Bearded Beaver Man Brewing Brew House out in Hollister, Missouri, gives us a hard time about our craft beer.
Ah, them fancy craft beer shit. Ah, don't give me my Coors Light, right?
But he tried the Hopa, and he had this look on his face, and he was like, God damn, that's good. I swear to God, he drank the whole keg. He really did. He kept asking for more and more and more, and I was like, holy shit. And that's the first time I've ever seen him drink a craft beer, and Craig and I, we've tried so many times. Well, homebrew. And, man, he loved it.
Is your granddad?
This is the wife's granddad.
Wife's granddad.
Yeah, so wow. he's a fan of the Hopa. So good job on that, Josh. You converted somebody. He still drinks his Coors Light religiously.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll dabble into something. Now that Craig's brewing at the brewery and stuff like that, he dabbles in that.
Well, granddad's. That's awesome. Yeah, granddad's. Well,
I was going to say, the Hopa is one of those special beers close to my heart. And I think that beer makes a fan out of just about anyone, so.
Oh, no, that Hopa?
You got two on.
Oh, two on, tied up.
And even more so, it's little distant cousin, the Hopa X2, as I call it, or the Braggot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Second running.
But your Orange Blossom?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Have you guys tried the Orange Blossom from Josh?
Like the original Hopa.
Original Hopa?
Hopa?
Original Hopa?
H-O-P-A.
Was it Orange Blossom?
It's honey orange pale ale. It's a Belgian pale that I do with orange blossom honey and like a shit ton of like orange zest.
Nice.
And
that sounds delicious.
And it's a Belgian pale, so that I do.
Man. Inspired me. When I first started brewing.
I've probably had it.
I think I'm pretty sure I've shared it once or twice at
sounds
the club.
Familiar.
Yeah, and I typically like to bottle this and just age it and just sit on it for a couple of years.
Have you had it?
Oh yeah. When I first met Josh in the Homebrew Club, when he started doing the Hopa, I guess the Hopa it is now today. The Hopa it is now to this day.
Yes.
It came from a very derogative, it was honey, orange, blossom, pale ale.
Yeah.
And I tried that and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I always refer to it as like my kitchen sink beer.
And so when I started brewing, I was like, all right, Josh, I'm learning how to brew. Teach me how to do 5 gallon batches. So
hey,
I'm going to do an IPA.
Is that what got you into brewing?
A little bit. It got me more into. I would say it got me more into all grain. Like I'm doing all grain. I'm not going to extract. No, I'm skipping extract and going all.
So
grain.
He got you off the Mr. Brew kit.
Oh yeah, he got me. Mr. Brew. I was doing 1 gallon. The reason I did 1 gallon is because I'm like, shit. If I drink 5 gallons of like shitty beer.
Well, and that,
that's
see,
not good.
As a homebrewer, that's always kind of like the fear when you get, especially when you get started, is like, I'm making 5 gallons, and if it turns to shit, I did actually drain pour a 5 gallon batch.
It's sad.
And it sucks.
It's sad.
It sucks.
The time you put 6 hours a day to make beer and turn out the crap. So anyways, no, like when I started brewing, I got an all grain, I was like, Josh, teach me. And then Josh made that whole blend, and I was like, okay, I want to make an orange, like a citrus IPA. And I messed up my first time. I made a 13% IPA. It wasn't an IPA.
Wow.
It was a mead. Yeah, you want to call it. Or what is it? Yeah, mead's one.
Like a mead or barley wine.
Barley wine. Something like that. It was more orangey and just juicy than beer.
why do you say that?
Because I put too much honey. Oh. I was at the first, I was very naive with my adjuncts. I was like, oh, add a honey.
Yeah. Sometimes we get a little carried away with our adjuncts, right, Josh?
Oh, yes.
We do. Drop my lesson.
Dropping our adjuncts.
Mo-in-law.
Mo-in-law Haze featuring the turmeric and the ginger. Might be a little bit heavy on the ginger. Yes.
You know what's funny is I made the mistake of not really labeling those bottles, so I still fucking come across them.
Oh, I tried it.
Like I pulled it out. Oh, at the Big Brew Day, I pulled one out. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I got my turmeric for the day.
Oh, no, well, you got your turmeric for the month, man.
There was so much turmeric in that beer. So much turmeric. Josh, there was like enough turmeric in there to last for like how many months?
Yeah.
6 months or something like that?
Yeah, at least a month or more, you know, for sure, you know. Yeah, like, it was like your daily allotment should be like 80 milligrams or something like that, and I had the equivalent of like 1,600 or something like that.
That's a lot of turmeric.
Yeah.
That's a lot of turmeric.
That was our beer.
Yep. Yeah. I actually did retweak the recipe on that one, and I do want to do it again. I think we could pull it off.
Why?
Oh, you could. I think you could.
No.
The color looked great. That's what made me want to drink. That's what made me want to drink it. I was like, I'm going to try
it.
It
did stain the shit out of all the equipment, but it looked fucking phenomenal.
That turmeric stuff, don't fuck around.
It's like...
But it had a really awesome, like, nice little peppery note.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
You sound like Jimmy, man.
Don't swear. Shout out to what he's talking about.
Shout out to Jimmy at the Craft Lounge, our sponsors. He hated that beer.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jimmy. Next time it tastes better.
But And I told Josh, I said, you know, well, we'll tweak the recipe, but I told him this is a beer that if you put 4 on a table... You probably have 2 people like it and 2 people hate it.
Oh yeah,
no, like, not just hate, but never drink it again. And then the other people like it. It's one of those. You have to like that stuff.
I will say the saving grace of this beer was, you know, sometimes after a heavy night of drinking, you start getting a little bit of heartburn. Yeah. This beer, like if you finish the night with this beer, your heartburn gone.
Whoa.
Gone.
You have no idea.
I loved it.
The That's medicinal value of turmeric and ginger is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why
my mind on that one.
Yeah. That's why it's the Mo-in-law Hazy IPA, because the mother-in-law drinks that stuff by the gallons.
I believe you guys are on the turmeric and ginger, like,
they're saving lives
theory. Like, you guys are trying to push that to... Are you making money on it?
No.
Because that beer was shit.
Hey, but that's a marketing game. After a, you know, night long of drinking, you come home with heartburn.
Some ale. Some people didn't like it, and some people loved it. Like we had some people. This was great.
I think my penis hurt after that.
As well, it should.
Yes.
I'm on the opposite.
I bet you didn't notice it grew like 3.5 inches. Around.
Is that what happened? I knew something was different.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of the Padres, but anyways.
Yeah.
But no, like I said, it's interesting beer.
But to me, that's kind of the fascination with like the home brewing is like you take something that's like what the fuck, and if you're able to dial it in perfectly and make it work, you know, that's half the fun right there too.
Absolutely. Just,
someone's like, you seriously put these ingredients together? And it worked? what the fuck?
Oh, I'm saying, like that beer I made, that citrus meat, you can call it, everyone loved it.
Yeah.
A lot of people got drunk off it. But but no one really knew craft beer around, you know, years ago.
It didn't work.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work.
I was going to say, the version, but like I said, well, the thing, the trick is never to give up.
Give it a chance for another time.
It didn't work.
Never give up. Try it again. Tweak it.
That's right.
Make it work.
It didn't work.
Well, Eric, work it to make it work.
You're being very pessimistic right now.
I think to make it.
Opti?
I think we just need to add a lot of honey like Jules did to his beer.
Exactly.
That'll balance out the.
It works.
Balance out the turmeric.
People love sweet.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Just add honey and hops.
Yep.
You can dry hop anything and make it good.
Well, great aroma.
This is true. Speaking of dry hop, let's see if we can get a general consensus. So Josh brought back some Pliny, the Elder.
Yep.
Double dry hop.
Really?
We have some.
We have that tonight?
Well, I haven't not tasted.
Well, you're
going to
taste some right now. So
wait, you haven't tried the DDH Pliny, the double dry hop Pliny?
We're going to have some.
Double dry hop.
I did not.
So
Eric didn't. I did.
All right.
I'm gonna go get some.
You gotta do it, Justin.
I definitely did not have any.
Okay,
hit the commercial.
Yeah. No, we're still going. So Justin's gonna peel off here, and he's gonna go grab. So on my trip back from Russian River, I had picked up a few goodies for Justin, and one of them was the double dry hop Pliny the Elder.
Okay.
Which, in my opinion, I think is actually better than OG Pliny the Elder.
Plus one.
Like
it's
smooth.
Double dry hopped. Yeah, I didn't imagine that's better.
Yeah, no, it is smooth. Man. Smooth.
Are you ready for this?
At one point, I thought
Julie,
like...
Julie, ready for
say,
this?
Justin, you might want to have to get some tasters for...
It was all about like, you know, blind pig, man.
Oh,
blind
my
pig
God.
Was beat
yeah, you ready?
The elder.
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
You're getting close.
Now, I will say blind pig definitely has a soft spot in my heart.
Feeling. It does. Hey, overall, between the Elder and Blind Pig, I would say Blind Pig, man.
Yeah. But I will say this one will give Blind Pig a run for its money.
Oh, and it would.
It actually trips me out, like, how well... It's funny because you think Russian River, everyone's like, oh, Pliny the Elder. I know it's OG, you know, IPA, and there's so many other better IPAs out there, but it's like these guys come back and, like, reinvent themselves by doing the double dry hop here, and it's like...
Exactly.
Motherfucker, there's a reason why we're king in this shit.
Exactly. Like, hey, no, Elder was the, you know, it was a standard. Everyone's
it was
like,
a standard,
it
yes.
It was a standard.
And then it got a little, like, maybe surpassed by some other breweries, but then, you know, they come out with this version of it, and it's like,
Joshua,
we're still on top, motherfucker. You know?
Hey, try not to use so much cuss words.
Oh, yeah.
And?
Well, that's why we have M.A. on our...
I'm not a motherfucker, so...
Are we not allowed to cuss on this podcast?
Well,
hey, fuck you!
Luckily, we're not regulated by the FCC, so we're all good.
Hey, Apple and Spotify is cool with this?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, that's why we have our like TVMA or whatever like rating.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I would say with Pliny the Elder, man, it just became at a certain point where like, all right, this just tastes basic.
No. Yeah.
This is basic? Like,
yeah, it was, man. Pliny the Pig was better than Pliny the Elder, in my opinion.
Well, what
if you really want to go in the Russian River area.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, Pliny the Elder right here.
But this double dry hop
This
was
is a
like,
variant of Pliny the Elder. It's a double dry hop version.
This is what they need to do with Elder, man. Like this,
yeah, like the fact that they could like take Elder and give it like new life.
Exactly.
Like
hey,
tells
that,
me they got some chops.
They
you
should.
Know?
Hey, that younger to this day,
sometimes
I think like,
out the
God, it's scarce. It yeah. sucks.
That's my All right, cheers, boys.
Prost.
So that's Pliny the Elder, but the double dry hop version. Thank you, Joshua, for bringing that from Santa Rosa, California.
God, that is a great beer.
It's isn't it?
Way better than a regular Elder, man.
This
makes the great grandpa.
That's like
of the Elder.
Me?
No.
That is to me, and I kind of I pissed off a few people, but I put on when I posted, I was like, this is better. Well, Pliny the Prez was better. Our Pliny 4 Prez was better than the OG, and this is better. Not to knock the OG, because we all love it, but I just feel like this is so much better. And then, of course, I'm a weirdo, and I like shit out of a can. So good, dude. So good.
canned beer. Canned beer is so much better.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's going to be our
bottle beers.
It affects the flavor. You
well,
know that,
I,
right?
I will say.
And a molecular
depends on your beer. Like when we're talking like hoppy beers like this, yeah, go can. Because, I mean, you're going to like really seal. Like, you're not going to get that light struck bullshit going on.
Well, the life is so much quicker. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And the can kind of helps encapsulate that and keep it like fresh longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in the bottle, especially with IPAs or hoppier pale ales, you're not going to get that. Nowhere near what you can get with a can.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but whereas delicious. Like if you have stouts, porters,
you can get away with it.
Them. Yeah.
Well, even spell like Belgians, you know. Yeah. Exactly. Was like, especially heavy beers, like, you know, what really messes up in a beer in the bottle is just more the hops.
Yeah.
You know, the oxidation.
Yeah, oxidation, light struck. Yeah.
Hops, no matter what in a beer, if you have a lot of hops in the beer, they're going to oxidize and it's going to mess up.
Yeah, exactly. Which is where the can, like, that was one of the fun things we did with the club at one point is I had brought in a can of Heineken.
Did you?
Yeah. And we did.
I don't remember that.
Canned Heineken.
Might have been one of the meetings you missed. This was like maybe 2-3 years ago, but so Juan taught me, like, told me to pull this on everyone, just as like a kind of a prank, but also just to showcase some. So I took a tall boy can of Heineken, and it had to be the can, not the bottle. Yeah. And I taped it up and fucking poured it for everyone, and it had everyone like try it because we were discussing light lagers that night.
Okay.
You know, that was like the topic of the night. And everyone's drinking this going like, man, this is fucking amazing. Like, this is top-notch fucking lager.
This is,
you know, just
fucking top-notch beer, yeah.
Yeah, and pulled the fucking tape off, and everyone was like, it's fucking Heineken? Holy shit. And it's like, yes, because it's Heineken in a can, not Heineken in a fucking bottle.
Green bottle, man. Exactly. That green bottle, dude, ruins a lot of that Heineken.
And then that's the problem with Heineken is, like, in that green bottle, it gets so much fucking light struck and oxidation and everything that it ends up tasting like shit, and everyone knows that it tastes like shit. But when you get it in the can, it's like, holy crap, this is what this beer should taste like originally, and it is amazing.
So can I tell you a little something about Heineken?
Yes.
The beer dad on his expedition in Europe, we stopped in Amsterdam and we took the Heineken tour. And let me tell you something. I mean, Heineken's like hit and miss, and definitely out of the can, so much better. Yeah. But at the actual brewery there in Amsterdam, holy fucking shit. My brother, my uncle, my friend, we were all together on this trip. We were all like, this isn't Heineken. It's, first of all, I think it's 2.5% higher ABV than it is here.
Really?
And I think that
even
has some,
better.
I think it has something to do with the taxes, like the import taxes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's same with Guinness. Like, Guinness is stronger in Ireland than it is here. But yeah, so stronger.
No, it's
not.
It's actually lighter.
Is it lighter?
Yeah, because Ireland they tax by alcohol volume.
Oh.
So it actually is usually lesser than what's exported.
Okay.
So.
Well, in here with the Heineken, it was stronger. It was better. Out of the freaking tap. Oh my god, dude! It was. I can't even describe like the flavor that you got off of it.
Already getting emotional right now.
I am. It brought a tear to my eye. But it was really cool because so first of all, if you guys ever go to Amsterdam, you have to take the tour because you're like, oh, it's Heineken, whatever. But you have to take the tour because what's really cool about it. It's a whole experience. So you get this whole like factory tour, and they start from the very beginning, like the way they set up their like museum or whatever. And you start from the very beginning of when they first started like brewing and all that. And you actually get to go through the brewery where they brew the fucking beer.
Yeah,
and then just like Anheuser-Busch, they have fucking horses. They got a like whole like stable full of horses, and they do their horse races and stuff over there in Europe with those horses. And then they used to deliver the beer with the horses. And then out of nowhere, you go on a fucking beer ride. It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. I told my brother, I was like, wait.
Where's my golden ticket?
They're like, all right, everybody. And then there was a sign that said, do you want motion or non-motion? And I was like, what the hell's that? And the guy's like, oh, it's a ride. And I was like, what?
Motion or motion.
Are you fucking kidding me? And, dude, so the ride is they basically turn you into beer. They brew you into beer. Like, you go into this room and the whole room moves while you're in it, and you become part of the brewing process. Like, you're like thrown in there with all the hops, and it's like brewing and fermenting, and you're like moving around. It's super psychic. I felt like I was on that Charlie in the Chocolate Factory ride, like when he goes on that boat and the tunnel starts turning all those weird colors, and it was really trippy.
Oh my god!
So you get out of that, wow, and then right when you get out of
that's
that,
crazy.
There's freaking hot Amsterdam chicks with Heineken. Wow. They're like, would you like a beer? And you're like,
some Dutch bitches.
Yes. And so then you get beer there. Then they give you like tokens or tickets. I can't remember if it was tokens or tickets.
Is it Dutch titties?
No, they don't quite go that far there. But that's in the red light district, which is like right around
the
corner.
Gotta pay extra for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd hope so.
Around the corner.
So yes, then you get out of there, you drink beer there, then you go downstairs with your tokens, and you can go up to the bar and get freshly poured Heinekens. And then they also have a like a college experience where you learn how to properly pour Heineken beer. And the
college
the
experience.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So let's just say I didn't do a very good job pouring a proper Heineken, because at this point I was like six Heinekens in, plus whatever we had before we went to the Heineken experience. And so it was all over the place, but yeah, very good. It's cool. You got to go there.
D plus is passing.
Okay.
Actually,
in that part,
D plus is
actually. I was gonna say, in that part of the world, it is passing.
Hey, you know what? What you describe right now, Beer Dad? I gotta go to Amsterdam, take some shrooms, and go on that tour. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like to me right now.
Where's Jules? It's been 4 years, and he's still in the beer experience.
My experience never goes away.
He's gonna take over the world right now. That's what he's doing.
How are you pouring that Heineken? You're pouring it wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to show you some new.
Let me show you something different.
And so some other things about Amsterdam that you guys might may or may not know. So you know what the red light district is, right? We don't have to talk about it. You already mentioned the titties, right? So red light district, when we were walking down, we're like, okay, there's.
Can I do a Fernando?
Oh, Fernando.
Fernando interruption?
Yeah, Fernando Tatis is up right now. Please do something. But at any rate, so they have the red lights, and then they have the blue lights, right?
Okay,
so we can figure out what blue is, right? It's dudes, right? So then we saw purple lights.
Whoa.
And we're like, what does that mean?
Purple lights?
Yeah, so you got the red lights, the chicks, the blue lights, the dudes. What's the purple light?
Weed.
Tranny?
No.
Well, I would say weed, because you know, the perps.
Joshua?
The perps.
You got yourself a winner chicken dinner. So we decided, because there was like very few purple lights, and we saw one. And right as we're walking up, some dude comes rolling out of there, zipping his pants up, and we're like, what the heck? And so we're like, and he's like, oh, what's up, guys? He was all drunk. Like, he looked like a drunk, like, military dude. And then we look into the room, and we're like, oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
I'm an experiment.
Dude looks like a lady.
I'm experimenting. Is that what you said?
Oh, no.
That's what Julian said. I'm experimenting.
Oh, no. That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, experimenting?
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Hey, let the guy experiment.
I was
going
to say, to each their own.
That's what happens when you backpack through Europe.
He was like,
you got to pay for that trip somehow.
He was wondering what was going to happen. He goes, you know what? I got a family, but I feel like maybe this way might be the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me try it.
Be like, you know, you only live once.
Exactly.
YOLO.
He came out of it and he goes, you know what? I don't think it's for me.
Yeah, he's like, I checked that off of my bucket list.
Damn right.
I am good.
Well, that's beautiful. So what we broke the normally scheduled program with the Pliny, but we did get some second rounds here. I got the Chavala with the America. What did you get, Eric?
Second round.
Do you remember? He doesn't remember.
Okay. Eric doesn't remember. It's okay, Eric. I got you.
You look like you just got put on the spot like, fuck.
I had America, but...
What was the second one you had? Another America?
No, I think it was the Pliny.
I think it was the Pliny for him. For me?
Just the Pliny?
Okay. Yeah, it was the Pliny.
Do you want to grab some of the homebrew?
Do we have some of the homebrew?
What do you got? What did you have, Jules?
We have a lot of homebrew left.
So what I grabbed was my nightcap.
1 minute.
All right.
Don't take your headphones with you.
Okay.
So the gas station, you're leaving the gas station, you're taking the gas.
All right, so Eric's going to go bring us a little bit of homebrew.
Uh-oh.
Where the fuck is he going, man? He's taking care of business first.
He's taking care of business.
So what I got my nightcap. I got my Gramtastic Voyage.
Yes. Gramtastic?
Oh, nice. Man.
Very, Josh, what did you do?
Very
I ended up going for the Brown is Beautiful. I remember last time Devin did it, it was a fucking wonderful beer, and this one's shaping up equally as awesome. So definitely a good beer. And I liked how he kind of like played into that. I mean, I know right now in the craft beer, you know, the whole Black is Beautiful was a big thing, and honestly, for a great cause. So it's kind of cool to see Devin sort of do his take on it with the Brown is Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the fact that he was telling it is like in honor of his wife, which, you know, Tara's amazing woman. She does so much for the brewery here, especially with the social media and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So it's kind of cool that, you know, he's definitely paying homage there. And, of course, you got the beer baby that everyone seems to...
That baby was so damn cute.
Yes.
She came in, and I told Tara that, like, you don't need a babysitter because the whole damn bar wanted to hold the baby.
Yeah, hey. Right? Hey, seriously?
I was like, oh, let me hold the baby. I'm like, see, look. Don't need a babysitter. Just bring her in when you guys are here and it's busy. You guys can work and just... Everyone's going to play past the baby, you know?
And earlier, right before Devin took off for the night, he had her in his arms with the beer in the other. And I was like, that's perfect. Your brewery owner right there.
Well, man. And also the baby had a shirt on, or a onesie as they call it, that said Daddy's Drinking Buddy.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
And, of course, she was just great passing out in his arm there. And just
she had a long night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was a rough day.
She had a rough day.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me a little bit of our mutual friend, Jose. For prior to his like wedding, we had like a little bachelor party, and he had his daughter already at that time before the wedding, and so his wife went off to do the bachelorette party solo.
Oh, yeah.
And he got basically taking care of the daughter that night for the bachelor party. So I had this I had this picture of him like holding her with a fucking like chugging a beer.
This is my night.
Yeah.
How it's gonna go.
It was a good night. It was a good night.
Oh, you know, my God.
Holy shit. Okay.
Wow, Eric, you bought the whole shebang, didn't
was
you?
Was there more left in that? I didn't.
He's got bottles upon bottles. This podcast is about to go downhill. What do you got there?
Well, it looks like we got homebrew. Yeah. So, yeah. Is there still stuff? Is there still Dunkel in there? Huh. I was going to say, is there still Dunkel in the...
The music playing right now is amazing.
Good background
I'll
music.
Be damned. All right. Here. Let's throw it in this little guy right here. So I didn't realize... I'm glad I brought a little extra Kunkel Dunkel here.
Kunkel Dunkel. Jimmy is going to be very mad right now at the Craft Lounge because that's one of his...
Oh, yeah.
Crowning achievements that he finally got you to make that.
Yes. And I'm actually pretty stoked that this one came out the same as before. Like, to me, that
consistency
as a home brewer, consistency is king, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is it going to be to see a Russian River Kunkel Dunkel?
I'm very shocked.
How fucking cool would that be?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, you got to make that moves, man.
All right. Well, I don't know. I feel like I want to turn it over to Devin here. I think he would do it justice.
He probably could. You should give him the recipe.
Yeah.
In honor of, Devin and I had a sidebar earlier, Joshua.
All right.
And we were talking about doing a Beer Dad and Brew podcast Desert Beer Company collab before you leave.
Okay.
That'd so you're cool. going to have to figure that out because I know you're a busy, busy man.
Yes.
But we're going to have to figure that out and get that done. Cheers to the Kunkel Dunkel. Cheers to the transition of power, if you will, between the former president and the new president.
There is no transition of power.
Sorry. No. I think it was...
Power is irrefutable. It does not transfer. It just is.
I'll tell you this, Josh. At the end of the day, I think we'll all be okay.
I think so. I think we're all
going to be okay. You know what, man?
Yeah.
As I was telling Eric, Eric the Elder.
Eric? That's your new podcast name. Eric the Elder. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric the Elder.
I was telling him, I was like, dude, this is a collective moment. It's us, the guys who've been here every brew meeting, every brew day, every all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, right now for us, it's like, dude, just get together and just do these type of things. Like, come here, have a beer for happy hour, go somewhere else to another brewery here in Chill Valley, have a happy hour, brew some days, just make it more social.
Yeah.
And let it expand.
Well, like, I like the fact that you guys decided tonight on doing it, moving it to Thursdays. I think that's actually going to be, like, a bitchin' move just from putting you guys out there, you know, like, you know.
Well, we also decided to do a golf day.
That'd be cool. See, ooh. I like that. See that these are things that I think
is
are
there
awesome.
Beer involved?
Yeah. Okay. Well. Of course. Why would beer not be involved in golf with us? Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about my hole in one?
Bullshit. You had a hole in one. Bullshit. Whoa.
I mean, theoretically.
Probably the first person I met that had a hole.
Oh, theoretical hole.
Check this out. So it was a par 4 or 5. I can't remember. So the course is in Hemet.
Usually a par 3.
Course is in Hemet.
I would assume a par 3.
Okay. Start at the top of a plateau and then make your way down. So you hit it. You hit
in
straight,
Hemet,
left, and straight. Par 3. Okay, so, anyways, I'm a horrible golfer, but I like to drink and like to have fun.
That's what we do.
Yep.
I hit this thing. Oh, my God, it was so funny. So I hit the... Ooh, he was safe. Got a stolen base. I hit this thing, and, I'm terrible shot at anything. But at any rate, the ball went sideways and hit a mound of boulders... Shot up in the air and went right in and dropped into the hole.
Yeah.
It was like a trick shot, like fucking Happy Gilmore type shit. And I'll never forget because I was golfing with some guys that like take it super fucking seriously, and I don't. I just go and have fun.
Why
and
they, shouldn't you?
Oh my God, dude, they were losing their fucking minds, dude.
That's like one.
You know
why?
Because
I got a hole in one. It's a 1 in a million chance right there.
They want you to buy beers. At the,
that's the other one. That's the other one too.
If you have a hole in one,
you got to buy beer.
You got to go take it to the bar.
Absolutely, yeah. That was
every time I've got a hole in one, I was broke.
Broke,
yeah. By everyone else's beer.
I've had two.
That's what kind of scares me.
But yours were probably legit. Mine was a fucking like I can't golf, and it bounced off a rock and landed in the right spot.
I just happened to get it.
My claim to fame: every hole in one is over 200 yards.
Nice, Josh. What is your handicap?
All of the handicaps.
He's like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Like,
no. Like, wait, what? I take all the handicaps because I'm more of like a, I'm more of a driver person when it comes to fucking golf. It's
off
like
the deck.
Yeah, I'm just like fucking. I just want to see how far this ball goes. Like, I'm not trying to get into any fucking hole or anything. I just like, well, we had a moment where like my fiance wanted to like try golfing. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it. We went over to the PGA West over in La Quinta here.
Yeah, that's my home.
Yeah,
that's my home.
But we were just kind of fucking around, and the guy who was like running the course, he's like, fucking put up or shut up. Get the fuck out. Can like just get
that's
on.
Probably
yeah,
me.
That's
get.
No, seriously,
get the fuck out of here.
So we were just like, you know what? Fuck this. So we went over and he's like, we just want to like drive some balls. You got a place for that? Like, oh yeah, right over here. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's just do that. You know? So that's what we did and we had fun and you know, call it a day. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
it's like, it's like I mean, if we're slowing down the course, then yeah, I don't want to be that asshole, but you know, he's like, I'm just here to fucking drive the ball, see where the fuck it goes, and you know, call it a day.
So. Drive the balls.
Drive.
That's all I'm at.
I thought he said
drive. The balls. No, well, you got to drive the balls.
Make sure you dry your balls.
Dry the balls to
when,
drive
when
the balls.
When you said that.
PSA announcement. Dry your balls.
Dry the balls.
When you said that, it made me think of Happy Gilmore where the homeless guy's like cleaning his underwear in the fucking.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, shit. Speaking of that, I think Happy Gilmore's on the comeback because...
Yeah, they are. They're making another movie, to be honest.
Yeah, that's
great. They are, do that? Another, really?
They're making the second round.
Are they?
Hey, what just happened?
Oh, dot.
I do believe that says 6-6, does it not?
Yes, yes, it does.
We tied it up.
Ooh, dang.
Oh, we missed it. We were all excited. Me and Eric are really excited. Eric Hosmer, single in the bottom of the ninth. Manny Machado scores. Padres, Dodgers, 6-6.
Real,
Will the thrill?
Will the thrill's
will
up?
Will the thrill Myers is up right now?
I love it when we throw this in here. This is great.
I love it.
It, walk off.
Walk off. You think walk
will
off?
The thrill with the walk off? Let's see.
No, it's not walk off.
That's a walk off. It's bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
Whoops.
Rub it in Dave Roberts' face.
Oh,
it's
geez,
like
he would
lose
his mind.
Get it.
Did Hosmer just steal a base?
Hey! Eric just stole the base.
What happened to Will? Did he strike out?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, not Will the Thrill. Okay.
Not thrilling tonight.
End of the end. Well,
so much tonight.
Extra innings. And we knew this would be the case. They said that the first series would be like a World Series between the Padres and Dodgers this year.
They did, yes. That is
you guys
correct.
Are in for a treat.
It's definitely correct.
That is correct.
Well, this Kunkle Dunkle was amazing.
Thank you.
Everything was amazing. Desert Beer Company is amazing.
Oh, I forgot. I got some more beer here.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you got the red or the stout?
Everybody's
whatever
just, like, crushing it.
I gotta drive home, Eric.
All right.
I gotta be good.
Who's got
I'm okay.
All right. Throw it in.
Okay. Throw it in.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sorry, Josh is always down for a pint. Look
sorry,
at him.
Sir.
Yeah.
No,
so sir.
I haven't quite hit the reset switch, so
yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
No, sir.
Sorry, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Sorry, sir.
All right. So what I was saying is everything's been great.
Really?
It's been awesome really? Hanging out with the Desert
no more.
Beer Company.
And all the antics.
Yeah. It's been awesome hanging out with the Coachella Valley Home Brew Club.
Yes.
This is not the first time, definitely not the last time. We'll be keeping in touch, even though our boy Joshua will be in Santa Rosa. We'll figure things out.
Like I don't plan on being a stranger. I mean, I've been telling everyone that.
He still has property here, so it's like he has to come back.
Yeah,
so.
You have to come back.
I have to come back, yes.
All his brewing equipment's down here.
Actually, it is.
Yeah. You're going
to
stay up there.
I'm still trying to figure out how to bring some of it up there, because I at least want to keep doing that. But
you have to.
I may have to figure out something. I mean, I have some like shit in my brain I got to fucking build.
Shit in your brain.
Well, you know me. I always tinker and fucking build shit. So I gotta put something together.
Membrane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane
in the brain.
What it's like? Cause I'm going insane.
That boy on a diet.
Shout out
don't
to
try.
Be Real.
Yep.
Be Real. That's my boy. He's got a great podcast too. If you guys want to check it out.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Be Real. Cypress Hill.
Be Real.
Yeah.
Cypress Hill. Nice.
We're gonna at you.
At you. Be Real.
At you. Me.
Yep.
All right. Well, again, this has been great. Thanks for hanging out with us here at Desert Beer Company and the Coachella Valley Homebrew Club. Check them out on the IGs, the interwebs, the Facebooks, wherever you want to find them.
Yep.
The new president, Eric, will be happy to
kick ass,
say hi to
take
you.
Names.
Josh is still going to be hanging around.
Love
Jules,
you, Jules.
Love
thanks.
You guys.
All right, everybody.
Jules, kick ass, take
in
names.
In good Beer Dad and Brewed fashion.
David.
Cheers, David. Thanks for taking some photos.
Yeah.
We'll be looking for those.
He's our newest member, but he's definitely going to be an up-and-comer. Keep an
looking
eye out.
Forward to it.
With that being said,
get off, Beer Dad.
Let's cue this.
They also practice by drinking the urine of a ram.
The what?
They drink ram's piss.
Because of the pH balance?
No, because if you can drink ram's piss, fuck, you can drink almost anything.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunk or quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it. I could really use a beer.
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 Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer.
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.